Tymok with you.
Hey.
I wanna rock with you. Yes.
I want to rock with you. What up? It's your boy Wayne Hiss.
Vanessa Hers.
And we are here for a celebration
with Janet Jackson.
Happy 2-year podiversary. Man.
Well, that was my fireworks, by the way.
Man. What a 2 years has been. This has been an incredible journey when we decided to venture into the beautiful world of podcast land 2 years ago. It's been fulfilling. It's been rewarding. Just knowing that your voice carries so much range and so much credence to a lot of different people. It's been awesome.
I cannot believe it's been 2 years. It seems like we just started a few months ago, and it's been crazy, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a very, very rewarding. And what we mean by that is that we love the feedback. We love the fact that we can sit here and be ourselves, even when times are tough.
Yeah.
Even when topics are a little difficult to discuss as well.
Yeah.
Because I know we might make it seem easy, or we might make it sound easy. But at times, it's not.
Nah, it's definitely, it's not, because sometimes you have to say some disparaging things about certain topics that may be near and dear to somebody else, while it may not directly affect you. You know that a lot of people have gone through a lot of the stuff that you're mentioning, so it's like, you kind of want to, you kind of want to do this thing with a lot of integrity. You want to make sure that you don't step on some toes, although you're going to. It's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
You know, when you're creating digital content and you're putting yourself out there, there's going to be some things that you say, while not intentional, that are going to offend somebody.
For sure. A lot of times it's not even intentionally, of course. Like, that's not the whole purpose of the podcast. No. We're here to give our opinion. We're here to give our experiences and to voice our opinions as well. So it's never to hurt anyone. It's never to target anyone. Or definitely, like, trigger anyone in particular as well.
Yeah. No, I mean...
But does it happen? Yes, it does.
Often.
But too often.
What have been some of the highs within these last 2 years for you?
Man. Well, of course, I'm going to mention what we always talk about, and it's our child. Within the podcast... Well, let's go back a bit. We did have to take a little minor break just because life gets difficult. Mm-hmm. Like we've mentioned before, keep in mind, we're not just podcasters, or it's not our living. It's not what we get paid for. It's hardly what we even get paid, period, for this.
Mm-hmm.
We do it because this is what we enjoy, but we do have our regular life outside of podcasting. So keep in mind, at times when we record, we're taking time from our wash day. We're taking time from our grocery day. We're taking time from our date. We prefer to record at times where, like, instead of going to a movie or catching a date, just me and Wayne, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, because we're very limited to the solo time that we have.
Right.
I know that we sound like a broken record. Well, I do. We only have the help of my mom. We don't count or want to count on anyone else. So it's pretty much just us and her. So when she's not free, when she's not here, when she's not available, like she is now, it's very difficult to record with an active toddler now.
Yeah, that's definitely been one of the highlights, definitely the birth of our son. It's crazy because, like, you guys may even hear him in some of the episodes when we record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the funny part now. I think before is, like, going to different destinations and then, like, recording. I think that was pretty cool. Like, when we went to Seattle, when we went to Tampa, and, like, we did specific episodes about those two cities. Like, you know, I think that's, like,
cool.
Hawaii as well, yeah.
New York.
Those are cool. But we didn't do, like, specific episodes on those, though.
Oh, we didn't? Then we have to go back. Hello?
Like, yeah, like... What? Like, Seattle and Tampa, we did, like, specific episodes about the cities and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So that was kind of cool.
So one of the things that I have enjoyed the most, and I want to ask you as well, in reference to podcasting, a lot of times before, I wouldn't go back to hear our episode.
Mm-hmm.
At times, you know, just to see, like, oh, what can we improve on? and I hate our first episodes. Yeah. The audio was horrible, and the way that we fed each other feedback back and forth from one another, at times it was a little awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't know how to just keep it flowing, keep it going.
Right.
But one of the things that I do or have enjoyed the most is the memories that we've created through the podcast.
Yeah.
And like you just mentioned, the whole traveling, like literally when I hear it, and I hope you guys feel the same way, when I replay certain episodes, I'm like, damn, I take myself back to that day. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I literally feel like we're reliving it, which that's awesome. You know, that's dope. Yeah. As a couple.
It's crazy because when we go places now, we have great human interactions. Like, I almost feel the... almost feel remiss if I didn't reference that we have a podcast.
I know.
So it's like, it's really like a shameless plug at times, because it's like, I don't want to be that person, you know, like, but
by
you
the
know,
way.
But if an interaction is genuine, I'll usually plug the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, you know, it doesn't matter if we're at a restaurant, a Lyft, Uber, you know, in passing, if I meet people who, you know, come to my job, stuff like that, like I'll plug the podcast, because I feel like, but I always ask though too, do you listen to podcasts? Because I feel like if we're having a conversation like this, if you listen to the podcast, like, you know, I feel like you're going to take something away from it.
Hopefully, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Always. Like, that's always my end goal. My end goal is like, yeah, it's to like, you know, monetize our platform and leverage it to one, you know, one day, hopefully that, you know, this could be our baby, like our baby of sorts, outside of Lorenzo, of course. you know what I mean?
But the baby that brings in money. You
yeah,
know?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Not our broke best friend. You know? Our rich best friend. but also, I do want it to be a place where people feel like they can come and get something. Like, mm-hmm. you know, where it's like, man, I'm going to go listen to Wayne and Vanessa, like, see what they're talking about or get their opinion, you know?
Yeah.
I just want it to be a one-stop shop for, like, opinion, you know, conversation, opinions. And we're not... We are two people who have varying opinions. We're not on here disagreeing with each other.
We're definitely and not I think, the yes man.
I think a lot of people probably get that there's a misconception because we are a couple that, like, if they turn on a podcast, it's just going to be us agreeing. And that couldn't be yeah. further from the truth.
Mm-hmm, you know definitely. What I'm saying? Definitely. What has been one of the most challenging, I guess, things that you have to push through in reference to the episode, well, to the podcast?
That's always the most challenging is always time for me.
Time?
It's always time. Because, you know, there are things that happen that are wild cards. Like, you know, we could be planning to record, you could be stuck in traffic, you know, your commute is a lot further than mine for work. So, you're like, hey, babe, like, traffic is a bitch today, you know? Like, and that's a wild card. Mm-hmm. We didn't plan on that. Like, you literally, you put your time, you put your address home. It told you you're going to get home in this time. And as soon as you start on your own, you singing, you, I'm sure knowing you, you're doing your little car concert, boom, boom, boom. Car and then you start karaoke. Seeing red lights. You're like, oh, babe, not going to be able to make accident. It because, you know what I'm saying, yeah. our accident or we're backed up on this freeway.
Yeah.
And that's a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or I get stuck at work. Hey, babe. Like, four big orders came in. I got to process them. People come to the office all the time. They want me to look over stuff, to look at proposals, shit like that. I'm like, hey, babe, sorry. You know?
Uh-huh.
Wild card.
Yeah.
You know? Or, because you just referenced, you know, we are extremely grateful for your mother for, like, keeping Lorenzo. We love the fact that she does. But sometimes she's gone. Like, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes grandma, she got her own plans.
Yeah, she does.
That she want to take her grandbaby out and take him shopping and be out. And we're like, okay. So, like, sometimes
we take advantage. Yeah.
We try to take advantage in those moments, but it's like, you know, sometimes she's gone. It's like, oh, or we may have to go get her, you know, stuff like that. So, time, because yeah. that's the most challenging thing, because we like to utilize our time to be able to record. Sometimes mm. we don't have enough of it, though.
Mm, okay.
What about for you? Is time, would time be the same for you? Or
for me, I feel like a lot of times it's the results.
Okay.
And I feel like, for anyone that's starting a podcast, by the way, keep in mind, do it for you. That's the first thing that you have to focus on, because it took me a long time to realize we're doing this for us, right?
Yeah.
At times, I feel like you put an episode out and you're thinking like, oh, so I have 10 cousins and then I have like 6 good friends and I have like 15 good coworkers that I'm cool with. But then there have people that they follow up with. So we should have like 100 listens within a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, mm-mm. That doesn't happen.
Mm-mm.
Not everyone, like, will support, unfortunately, and it's yeah. free, you know? Like, we get it. It's time-consuming, it is. But not everyone's going to feed in like you feel like they're going to feed in. And at first, I think that was my problem. Mm. It was very difficult to move past that.
Yeah.
And our first break was taken because of that.
I'm going to tell you something one of my mentors told me. And it's actually, my God. You know, like.
Mind like blowing? Over,
yes. Uh-huh. He said, one thing I want you to know is people will support you. People won't support you until it's popular to do so. So people will always catch up later, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, like, you know, we start to get a little buzz and we start to get a little bubble and, you know, we start to like really our platform begins to take off and grow and, you know, and olive branches and stuff like that. What do you think is going to happen then? Then people are like, oh my God, I've been rocking with them since day one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
when we've wanted to quit like a few times, but
we and like, know, and no, yeah. And no, you haven't.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can count on three hands. Wait.
Two? What? How many do you have?
Hold on, hold on. My two and yours.
Okay, because you worried me for a little bit. I'm like, my I two and yours. Two.
Nah, I had to save myself. I was like, wait, do I got three hands?
Whoa.
I'm an alien? Maybe?
Okay, no.
I can count on three hands, my two and yours.
Okay.
How many people have listened to every single episode?
And I mean, we get it. No.
And we do get it. Right? We mm-hmm. do get it, but like you said.
Okay.
It's not like we not I'm not trying to like and this is gonna sound crazy, but I'm not trying to toot my own horn. But I know a lot of people.
Toot, baby.
I know a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm just Joe Schmo out here.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know.
So you would expect.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I know a lot of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, and I used to be a club promoter, and you know, I've acquired a lot of different people. And I'm not just talking about just excuse my language, and I hope nobody takes offense to this, regular, basic people. I know some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know people who have fucking, you know what I mean, DJ the Olympics and, you know what
shout
I'm saying?
Out to ya.
Type shit. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I know people who are like upwards big, of three, yeah. You know, six figures, seven figures. Like, you know, I know uh-huh. people. So it's like, if those people are supporting, but the regular people not.
Like, come on, man.
You dig what I'm saying? Better. Like, and yeah. That's what gets me sometimes.
And I don't even want to go into, like, focusing on the negative.
Yeah.
Because
no.
We've moved way past that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But at first, that is something that I feel like I struggled with. Like, I'm like, okay, we're sharing, and people aren't... Like, when we would do a lot of the polls, right?
Yeah.
We even did a giveaway in the past. Like, shit that it's like, people don't participate.
Yeah.
But don't let a celebrity post the same exact shit that you posted, because you see everyone that follows you and doesn't like your
now
shit.
Now it's the trendy,
like
cool thing to do.
Yes, exactly. But so like I said, it took a lot of work, and now I could give a shit. Like, and no, thank you to you guys for listening, you know. But at first, it would affect me, and it would affect our actual recording when I'm like, babe, I don't feel like people are liking what we're saying.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, fuck, was I too harsh? Was I too straightforward? Were, you know, like, were our opinions too much? At this point, we had to take a break. We came back, and guess what? Now we do not give a fuck. Like, we're going to be our blunt selves, because that's what the whole purpose of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to do in the first place.
And furthermore, like, okay, let's just say, right, what did they say? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly.
So if we out here shooting putting our best foot forward, shooting shots, but we not being ourselves, like, what are we in it for? I'd much rather us record being our truest, rawest, authentic selves in real time, and people not fuck with us, then a million people fuck with us, and it's us being fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then they get the people that are listening, they're like, that's not them.
Yeah, because, you know, then like, you be like, you become a character of yourself. It's like, oh, I don't want to be that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be known for, you know?
Yeah.
It's like fucking, what's his name? Jaleel White. It's like Jaleel White. I'm pretty sure he's very, very thankful for the character of Steve Urkel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure it gets fucking annoying
that he's Urkel.
That he's Steve Urkel. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, certain people, you cannot see them out of their character.
Exactly. And, like, you know, I've seen
like
Jaleel
Jim
White.
Carrey. Yeah. Like, I'm never going to think he's not funny. Like, you're funny, bro. Stop.
But I feel like, okay, even him, right? I feel like people know him for other characters.
But it's the funny ones that
of
you're
course,
like, no,
the
you're
the Mask
funny.
And Bruce Almighty and,
yes,
Fire Marshal Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's what I mean, though. Like, you know, I just don't want to be known for just, you know, like, my God. But this 2 years of growth and this two years of podcasting, what has podcasting opened you up about? Like, how has podcasting changed your mentality? Like, do you proceed with caution when you're about to engage in a topic now?
I don't. That's the bad part. I think that's the bad part, and that's a good part.
Okay.
I feel like people love the fact that I'm genuinely blunt myself. Like, right. Regardless if people are gonna fuck with it or not.
Right.
You know what I have? I like to tiptoe around a lot of different opinions,
right,
and the way that people are gonna take into it. Right. Which before I wouldn't. It would be like, I don't give a fuck what you think. It's what I think, yeah, and that's it. You know, like, and now it's like, no, it is a lot more than just what you think and how you feel and fuck everyone else.
Right.
So that's really like.
So you did learn that.
It did, like, in a way, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to change how I see things, and I'm not going to change how I express myself.
Got it.
If that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
I get it that you feel a certain type of way, and I'm sorry, okay, why do you feel that way?
Right.
Why? What is it that you're, you know, like, we have got negative feedback also.
Yeah.
Which is tough to swallow at times.
I appreciate it.
I do,
yeah,
but it's tough. Like, at times you don't want to hear it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it does help. It's, and like, it does make us better, I feel.
The feedback, yeah, it's true. The feedback, the negative feedback is like, it's like you looking, let me use me for example. So, like, I know, like, for those that have known me, right? Mm-hmm. I used to be 190 pounds soaking wet. And so, like, it's like now, like, when I look in the mirror, I don't be liking certain pictures. I'm like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, we're not putting that out. That's the that what you just said is how I see that. Like, I equate that, like, damn, one and the same. Like, fuck, like, your feedback, thank you. I know I needed to hear it, but I didn't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I ain't blind, shit.
You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, you know. Nah, but it's true. It's necessary, though. It yeah. is necessary, because it's like, there is, I mean, slow progress is better than no progress, you know? And I feel like if you're getting constructive criticism, even if the criticism is more constructive, or excuse me, even if what they're saying is more critical as opposed to it being positive, I do feel like that at times can be like a benefit. Not only because of what they're saying, but like it forces you to really think. Like, I'm big on people opening up their mind and actually trying to figure shit out. Mm-hmm. Like, the tougher, I really feel like the tougher the challenge, the more rewarding it is on the other side.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Anything worth having is always going to be much more rewarding because you went through the fire mm-hmm. to get that shit, you know? Yeah. And that's why, like, you know, I try to celebrate small wins, like these little small milestones of 100 listens and, like, stuff like that per episode. And I know people go back and listen to our entire catalog because there's no way that we're getting 100 listens. And, like, you know, we were at 7.4 and then 7.5 and 7.6 and 7.7. Like, so to me, I'm able to compartmentalize and be like, okay, cool. While we're not hitting a big-ass home run, these singles and doubles are keeping us afloat, are keeping yeah. us our head above water.
And we know that it's work that we have to put in. Yeah. We knew that we had to come back. We have to put things aside, like we said, to focus on the podcast, record at least once a week.
Yeah.
We get it that before it was twice a week because yeah. we didn't have a son. We had a lot of free time. Well, even then, we didn't really have a lot of free time, but we did have, we made time.
Yeah.
And now that's the thing with the one time recording at least once a week. It's like, we have to make time to record.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's turn off the TV. That's our relaxing time when we catch our little series, but put it on pause. You know what? We're going to have to wait on the laundry. Maybe we can do it tomorrow, but let's record today. After we record, we have to get up and adult. Like, you know, it's that. Like,
yeah.
We have to do this, but we have to record.
Yeah.
Like, we have to focus on just recording.
No, that's a fact. And I really feel as though it kind of, like, it makes you more appreciative, like, when you go through the process. Like, now I enjoy the process of recording. Like, I enjoy, like, we used to, like, just, like, do our, you know, our little pre-show meetings where we, like, have 3x5 cards, discuss ideas, discuss topics, kind of go over what we wanted to say, how we're going to say it, and then, like, you know, naturally our voices just, like, would carry us over. Like, now I feel as though when we record, I feel like because we have such a better rapport with one another, that part is much more seamless.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people just can flows. Hear that now.
Yeah.
And I think
we're so scripted
right,
before.
Which now I feel like contributed to more listens,
mm-hmm.
you know, more plays. Because I feel like now people, they sense the synergy. The key thing that I really feel like is what's like allowing us to like win, like low key, like small, albeit small, mm-hmm. but win. Is a that win like is a win, baby. People believe us, you know?
Yeah.
I think when you listen to a podcast or when you go to listen to any type of speaking engagement, whether it's a live show, whether it's a live taping, a live, you know, I want to make sure that I believe in what the person is saying,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, I just don't want to hear two people or one person with a microphone and
a whole
just,
character.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's no substance, there's no validity to what you're saying. You mm-hmm. don't fact check anything, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the worst.
Definitely.
And for me personally, I don't care to listen or hear any of that. You know, there's no conviction in what the person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'd be passionate. I'd be, you know, I'm pretty loud about the shit that I talk about because I'm passionate about the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You said what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like people really believe, like, I really feel like people that know me, if they're around me, like, no, he really believe that shit. Because he really be yelling that shit. Like, you know, like, he really fucking believes that shit.
Especially in sports. But anyway, how do you feel the podcast has helped you personally?
It's a good question. I feel like the podcast has helped me personally by checking my own shit at the door. Meaning, like, who I am as a person. Like, it's easy to hide behind a microphone and pinpoint negatives in other people, but not hold yourself accountable for the same shit that you're talking about and that you're stressing. So, I'm the type of person, like, again, I'm big on self-help. Like, yes, it's fine to go to therapy. Yes, it's fine to bounce your problems or your issues off of people that you trust. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm a big proponent of that. I'm a big fan of that. But I also feel like you need to check your own shit at the door. There's some things that starts with you. You can self-correct, you know what I'm saying, before you self-project.
Yeah.
Bars. You know what I'm saying?
Speech, bro.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You can self-correct before you self-project.
Yeah.
And that's real. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, have you ever done some shit and you're like, damn. Like, you ever reacted towards something and you didn't really think about it, but you just reacted?
So that's what the podcast has helped me with, actually. Mm. I'm quick to react.
Yeah.
So quick.
Yeah.
And not every action needs a reaction. And you've told me this a million times. Like, sit back, breathe, think, and then say what you're going to say.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times it's just emotion. Like, you're like, what? Like, or you're just in fighting mode. Like, I'm going to defend myself. It's like, you don't have to.
Yeah. And I'm like that. And honestly, I'm, you know, I can be really tit for tat and really petty.
Oh, no, not you. What?
Yes, I've worked on.
You're petty?
I've definitely worked on that.
Like, Lord knows, and I'm still working on it.
It sucks because I'm witty. Like, I'm one of those witty people. Like, you can say somebody says a joke, right? And it's like, they try to be funny and they're trying to get me, like, oh, I'm going to get his ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they
say,
ready.
Yeah, and they say the joke. And I just think of something witty to come back and say, like, oh, okay, but da da da. And they're like, but see, that interaction didn't go how you thought it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, me personally, I have to, like, I really have to stop that. Because it's like, I don't know why people play, you know, like, don't play with me then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
literally.
Like, just don't play with me. Like, because if you want to play, if you wanted to take it there, I'm willing to take it here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, I wish I wasn't like that. You know, but I really am trying to work on that.
So I know that automatically we feel like everyone that listens to the podcast already knows us.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, we have a lot of new listeners, which I'm sure, like we say, we talk to every single person from the people serving us
mm-hmm.
at a restaurant to people we meet out, a couple that we meet at a bar, to the Uber driver that took us to the airport a million times. Like, we always just meet people, plug up with them. And they're like, man, you guys are so fucking cool. Oh, you think so? By the way, we have a podcast. What? Word? What is it? Mm-hmm. Let me see. Is it? Oh, this is you guys, huh? Whatever.
Right,
whatever interaction it is.
Right.
So we have to go back a little bit.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and give them a little breakdown. So me and Wayne met at work as co-workers.
Yes.
We have to go back, you know? Yeah. Like, we have to let the people know.
2 of 14 people hired.
Yes, no. 2 of 14
mm-hmm. 2 of 14 hired. People hired, same group, same hiring group, same mm-hmm. everything. Vastly different circumstances.
Definitely.
You know, I still was with, if you've been under a rock, and if you
Wayne
don't know.
Love saying this.
No, if you don't know, like, you know, if you were under a rock, like, you know, Vanessa was in a relationship, I was in a relationship. And it was crazy because we used to take lunch together. I don't think many people know this, though.
Oh, you didn't tell them I was engaged.
No.
You always
You were in a relationship.
Yes.
That's all I need to know. And if those who know beyond that, then you know.
And there I just go. Said it, so now yeah, so you guys said, know. So huh?
Yes, Vanessa was engaged. Her words, not mine.
Yes, we love saying it.
We used to take lunch together, so it's just kind of crazy.
Yes and no. We used to take lunch in the same break room.
Not like together. Not like, we went out and got lunch. Because
no, you always had your lunch friend.
Yeah.
You know, and I always had lunch with another two of the girls that we had our class with. But I would always like, oh, hey, Wayne. Like, we would interact a lot.
Right.
But it was never like, hey, what's up, Wayne? Or like, hey, you know? As previously discussed, at times it is hard to record, you know, now with our son, our one-year-old toddler that's wild.
Yeah. He wanted to make a guest appearance, you guys.
So if you guys hear him, just ignore him, please. So we wanted to give you guys a little bit of a backstory. So we started as coworkers.
Yes.
Wayne was in a situation. I was in a situation.
So, yeah, we used to not take lunch together, but we used to take lunch.
Yes.
At times in the same break room. So,
at times in the same time.
Yes, at the same time. So we would get to, like, well, you know, when you see people just like, oh, how are you? And da da da. And like, oh, what did you do before this? And what did you do before this? And, and you know, we would swap stories. And that's how that went. So, mm-hmm. you know, after a couple of times of that, like, you know, like, oh, have you found, you know, a venue? And did you set a date? And, you know, like, you know, you start getting...
But it's so crazy because I feel like it was very natural. Like, you weren't hitting on me or you were not interested at all. It was just, like, you genuinely asking, like, so how's the wedding planning going? Have you gone bridezilla yet? Like, I remember you telling me these things.
Yeah.
And us actually, like, discussing details of the wedding. And I would ask you, like, oh, how's your daughter? And how is she going? Like, how is it at school? Whatever. Like, mm-hmm. we would literally talk like friends.
Yeah.
Like coworkers.
And that's how it was. And, you know, once things ended in our previous relationships, people really thought that, like, we were, like, together, like, right after that. And I was like, nah.
No,
like,
it
was
at like, all.
It was like almost a year that went by. I would say at least 8 months, 8-9 months before we decided to even date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, like,
so pandemic hits. No, we were dating and then we became serious. And I had told him, like, man, I had the idea of starting a podcast.
Yeah.
Then he said the same thing. And he's like, oh, I've thought of a podcast in the past, too. So we were both interested in starting a podcast. But, you know, you hold back. At the end, we decided, let's give it a go. You know, the pandemic literally hits. And we recorded just for fun. Literally, us having a conversation. I think we were having a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we started recording and we started talking about just nonsense. Like,
because you had said before you wanted to start a podcast, right?
Yes. I wanted to start a podcast after the whole breakup thing and how to bounce back and bad bitches, you know? Let's do this damn thing.
Would that have been the name of it? Bitches Bounce Back?
Bitches. Oh, that's a good, that is a good podcast. BBB. You know? Pretty much more just women empowerment.
Got
like
you.
We don't need shit. We don't, you know, like, just
we don't need
you got
niggas.
This. Yeah.
Niggas ain't,
we
y'all
got
niggas
this.
Ain't shit.
We got this.
So it's gonna be man bashing.
Not man bashing, women empowering.
Things all would have been Mary J, huh?
Which is different. But we decided to go with his and hers.
Right.
And we were like, it's completely different because, like we've said before, it's not just like, oh yeah, she's right, I'm gonna go along with her idea. In him as well, it's like, oh no, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, no, this is what I think of this. And it's like, so far, crazy to look back, and it's been 2 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
87 episodes? 88?
87 or 88 now.
88 episodes and 7.7, close to 7.8, meaning 7,728 listeners.
Whoa, look at her crunch numbers.
Exactly.
Mathematician.
Shit, you know? Close to that 7.8, which is
up.
A huge deal.
Yeah, nah, again, we're just two people who work full-time. So we don't have the necessary time to dedicate to the podcast and the platform like we would love.
We wish we could promote all day. We wish we could record, not all day, but often. We wish that we can put time for this, like if it was our business. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we have other things that do require a little more of our time, more than the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're glad that we're still continuing. We're glad that you guys are pushing it through it. We're glad that you guys are supportive, because at times, like I said, people slack off, or if you fall off, you're like, I'm I'm not gonna support them. Yeah. You know, like, what the hell? They're not even constantly recording.
Yeah.
They're not coming, you know, like, weekly with content. They're not. And we get that. So we do appreciate all the love, the support.
That's why I just want to make sure that we do our part. Hold up our end of the bargain. Make sure we're putting out content. Make sure we're engaging our listeners. Make sure that we're doing everything that we need to possibly do, humanly possible, to ensure that we're progressing the platform forward to, in hopes of one day monetizing it, you know, and getting to our end goal. Because that's what we're in it for, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, aside from just that, of course, we would love to have, you know, each and every episode resonate and somebody take something away from it, just one person.
Yeah, you know, and we always say, we know that the end goal would be amazing for us to make it, you know, with the podcast. Mm-hmm. But for now, honestly, and I know it sounds like, oh, yeah, right, super humble, but even just the results that we have been getting and even the feedback that we get, that's fulfilling enough.
Yeah.
Like, to know, like, people really do fuck with us. People are really, like, vibing with us, and people are really supporting us. Like, that's great to know as mm-hmm. well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So, yeah, like, you know, so since our dating journey took off, you know, we got in a relationship, and we were doing our thing. We were enjoying each other's company, and then we had a little cubby, you know.
Then what's...
And now he's a big part of our life.
Our plus one.
He's such a joy. I love him so much. He's looking at me right now, smiling. but yeah, man, we definitely would love to come here 20 years from now, 15 years from now, and be like, wow. Like,
we really did it. Remember how we did this podcast?
Yeah, you know, so we hope that you guys continue to, you know, make us a household name. We hope that you continue to support us. Find something that works for you. Find an episode that you can gravitate towards, whether you agree with Vanessa more than me, whether you agree with me more than Vanessa, whatever works, you know what I'm saying? Whether you agree with Lorenzo.
Whatever it is, you know, whoever. Sometimes Jody jumps in, yeah. Whoever. But we just wanted to thank you guys. I know that we say every single start of an episode, the first thing we do is thank you guys. The second thing we're going to do is thank you guys. And the last thing we're going to do is thank you guys, because we know just one listen, one play, one share, yes, one like, whatever it is, like, that's making us come back. Yeah. Just know that.
Yeah.
Just one listen is making us come back.
Absolutely.
Regardless of the obstacles, regardless of what we have to do, entertain Renzo while we record, and whatever it is that we have to do, we're going to keep recording.
Absolutely, man. So, yeah, definitely continue to like, rate, subscribe, give us feedback. Interact on the polls on the pod page, my page, Vanessa's page. We're going to do a little bit more fun fan interaction stuff, engaging our listeners to get you guys really, really involved. We want to diversify the platform in its entirety, and we want to make it a household name, man. That's the whole total end game with this thing, you know?
Keep in mind, we're growing as the podcast is growing as well. We didn't know what the hell we were doing at the beginning of the podcast. We didn't know how to record. We didn't know how to share. We didn't know how to keep you guys engaged. We didn't know how to keep you guys entertained. But we are working on everything, and we're also learning as we go.
Absolutely, man. So, yeah, as always, it's your boy Wayne Hiss.
And Vanessa Hers. And sorry, there's no L to take us out today. But we have our little guest that decided we need to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're going to let Renzo take y'all out. Say something to the people.
Say bye, baby.
Say bye.
No?
No.
Okay, he's waving.
He signaled bye.
Okay, thank you guys.
We
love
appreciate
you.
Appreciate y'all, man. Peace.